Welcome back to Racecast, everyone. Now, little mix-up this week. There is no video on YouTube. We are exclusive on Spotify and Amazon and Apple Podcasts and all the others. No, we haven't been signed. Our editor has just taken the week off. So we do not have time to edit a podcast between us within a day. So we are just doing the audio. So obviously, if you do want to watch us normally, just go to YouTube, type in Racecast, and make sure you subscribe, like. Don't like anything, there's no video to like. This is confusing, I'll tell you that. Just subscribe, and we will be back next week. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. All you need to do is search Racecast in each of them individually. And I will not stress how confusing this is, even like, you know, back in the waffling days, I've always had a camera to look at.
I honestly can see you. You can't work out what's going on.
I don't know where to look.
It's like a rabbit in headlights. It's like, I don't know what to do.
Because normally I will, even now, like I'm like doing hand gestures to the camera. Normally I will talk to you guys through the camera. And now I have no idea what's going on. But anyway, we are going to crack on. Obviously, there is some bits to talk about from the Austria Grand Prix, but we are also looking ahead to Silverstone this weekend, so stay tuned.
But are you going to add the little...
Oh, no, to be honest, do you see what I mean? It's chaotic. I don't know how to function right now.
So Luke, I apologise, because Luke in his mind thinks that he's done his intro, then the little, like... graphic will go in.
Yeah, like the noise. Surely I can get the noise. I'll put the noise in. Have you got the noise?
I've got the noise. I can forward it to you.
I'll put it in.
All right, guys, welcome along. I mean, this is weird, I'll be honest. I'm missing the cameras.
What I almost wish is that we still had the cameras.
Or just to make it
just
pretend.
So I had something to look at.
So welcome along. Interestingly, before we get into F1, a lot of people liked our chat last week. You know, the random chat we had beforehand. So, what have you been up to? Obviously, last time I saw you, last week.
Yeah, honestly, it's been highly uneventful.
Drinking this weekend?
Yeah, I had a little bit. Not a heavy weekend. Just had a bottle of Prosecco.
What, just on your own?
No, Reese went to a wedding and he had 6 bottles in his car. So we just had a couple of bottles here and then... went to the pub and it was really uneventful. I was back in bed by like 12 o'clock.
Do they know he took 6 bottles from the wedding?
No, but it was his girlfriend's mum's wedding.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like someone you're allowed to steal from.
Yeah.
And he didn't necessarily steal from them. They were in his car and they just never took them.
So you're saying it's their fault for not taking back the
bottles? Yeah, kind of.
Fair point.
What about you? I saw you finally posted about your birthday.
I did post about my birthday, and so, you still didn't wish me happy birthday.
It's a week late.
Yeah, well, yeah.
How pointless is that?
Yeah, it is a bit pointless. But no, I did post about that. Nothing really. Nothing exciting has happened. Obviously, I still haven't got the F1 game. I got a paddleboard.
Oh, do you know what? Paddleboard's sick. I played quite a lot of F1 over the weekend.
Yeah.
With problem is, right, Andy, who I play with, is a former professional race car driver.
He was round here the other day.
He was.
What was he round here for?
We were talking business. And Burton, who we also play with.
Yeah.
They're both too good.
So
because basically, I don't want to be a fraud. So now I'm racing with manual gears.
Yeah.
And no traction control.
So do you miss me when I'm not there?
No, because you just take me out. Like, they're kind of clean, so it's good.
Yeah, but you miss someone else being a shit.
No. I'd rather just, like, Glenn comes back, who's as good as me.
Okay. Is there any part of you that misses me?
No, because you can't race against people.
So is there any point in me getting the game?
Yeah, you might as well, because, I mean, it does give us a laugh sometimes. Like, it's much more serious now.
I was about to look at a camera then and do it.
Oh, well, I just pointed at it. But, yeah, the F1 game... What do you think about it? Obviously, there's actually no way for us to engage. You can't leave a comment on this. But DM us on
social
Instagram. What do you actually think of the new F1 game? Because a lot of mixed reviews on it, right? It's buggy as hell. There are some issues. Andy hates the sound of the cars. I think the cars sound amazing. Burton thinks the same thing.
The graphics look amazing.
The graphics are definitely improved. Traction control has improved so much. AI are a bit better. They still do that annoying thing where they latch onto your car. You know, like, if you go for a Larry move up the inside,
yeah,
and they turn in on you, or they just continue turning in. So, like, you just, like, you can't move because they just continue turning into your car, rather than just, like, accepting that maybe you've done a Larry move that is not on.
Yeah.
And just backing out, they just continue to try and crash into you. But, generally, very good. I like the way the new menu looks, but I hate the new menu layout. Like, I get lost. I don't know where anything is.
I like the new menu, but I hate the new menu.
I like the way it looks visually.
Ah, see. Yeah, I'm still debating whether to get it.
Mate, you might as well. It's like, what, 45 quid?
No, it's not. 70 quid.
I paid 45 quid.
Yeah, but I got PlayStation.
Yeah, you can buy it on that CD Keys website. By the way, anyone who ever buys any game, go to cdkeys.co.uk. This is not an ad. I wish it was, because then I'd be being paid to sit here. But they, I buy like all my games for PC on there. Do you want me to see how much F1 is now?
Yeah, but how would I get it onto PlayStation then?
They give you a code, and you just download it from there.
Because I was thinking to myself,
oh, you can only get it for Xbox and PC.
Oh, good. You know, 70 quid for a game is a bit extortionate.
Are you sure it's 70 quid?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you're probably looking on the PlayStation Store.
No, PlayStation Store was 69. Amazon was 65, really, I think it was.
You can get it for... Oh, look, here you go. £44.24.
Yeah, where's that?
Buygames.ps.
Oh, yeah. That well-renowned website.
Mate, you get a lifetime warranty, so if the digital game breaks...
What, I can just get it again?
Mate, that's worth it. Visa, MasterCard.
Well, I was going to do that thing, which you know, that EA Plays or whatever it is.
It's a con. You have to pay $14.99 a month for the pro version to get any of the good games.
It is a bit excessive, isn't it?
We might as well just buy the game for 60 quid.
And it's alright if you play a lot of different games, but if you're only doing one game, it's a bit pointless. No, I probably will get it, but obviously I'm not really missed, so...
Well, to be fair, Glenn's been on holiday, so we haven't... It's literally been the three of us racing. Obviously, normally, previously, we've raced with, six of us.
Six, seven of us, yeah.
So, once everyone gets involved, it will be good. The game is better. I think you'll be better at it, because the traction control's a lot easier.
Fine. All right, I'll get it this week. But... Yeah, got my paddleboard, and I'm going off here, but... Mate, I'm so excited to test it.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. It's too windy for it at the moment, though.
Have you got one?
No, but I've been on them before. Yeah. It's definitely too windy.
Because my plan is to go down to Cookmere. That'd be quite nice. Go into the sea, be quite nice.
Where else would you take it?
Paddling pool.
Yeah. Hurt if you fell off.
That would hurt. Anyway, should we get into F1? So, this weekend's Austrian Grand Prix. I wouldn't necessarily say a snore fest compared to Canada.
The issue is that every race is the same.
Yeah.
That's, you know, granted there was some cool things happening with like track limits, and there was, you know, the Lando's McLaren, which had the upgrades, was looking really competitive. He gave Lewis a really hard time. He even gave Sainz a hard time in the Ferrari. And I'm pretty sure for a little bit, he gave Perez a hard time. When Perez was coming through the pack.
A few laps.
Realistically, you know, when you've got a car that is as fast as, I'm going to specify here, as fast as Max in that Red Bull.
Yeah.
That Red Bull is mega, but it's also double mega because Max is driving it. Oh, it's just so boring. I want to see people racing for the win.
Let's break down qualifying, because obviously this weekend we had the sprint race. Qualifying was on Friday. Norris had a stormer. Obviously they brought upgrades. Piastri didn't this weekend.
Yeah.
And it showed.
So, but I mean, Norris is also typically good around this track. Yeah. But like, I saw a lot of people on Twitter talking about how, oh, you know, like Lando is cooking this weekend, you know, like always showing up in Austria. I don't want to discredit him, but I'm not being funny. That car is hugely improved. Oh. I mean, Oscar Piastri had a horrible weekend, but...
Which I think they expected. I think, you know, McLaren knew that Lando was the one who's going to get the upgrades. Piastri was going to struggle, you know, and it showed massively.
Yeah, but I do think he did particularly bad. You know, he came dead last.
Yeah.
But yeah, we mocked Mika Hakkinen a few weeks ago for saying that McLaren will be the team to challenge Red Bull. Not being funny, if this is their first major upgrade package, holy shit, he might be onto something here. Because that is some jump. They were faster than the Mercedes, a little bit slower than the Ferrari. Ferrari have obviously brought upgrades.
But isn't this typical McLaren? They have a shocking start to the season. They bring upgrades, you know, mid-season, improve.
It is, but if this performance is indicative of where they've actually got the car, then this is the best place they've been in for a long time, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you need to see it consistently. Same with Mercedes. Like I said to you in the chat yesterday, we get so excited because we saw, you know, where was it where they brought the upgrades?
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Well, they brought them in Monaco, obviously.
Yeah. Barcelona, you're like, okay, oh, now Mercedes is starting to cook here. You know, they go to Canada, okay, consistently. Go to Austria this weekend. They were shocking.
Which should have been a track more suited to this car with the fast corners. Yeah. It's more similar to Spain than it is to Canada.
I can't get my hopes up with this Mercedes at the moment.
But I think that's also, you know, we talk about Mercedes because we watch them, but it's actually, that's a pretty consistent theme throughout all of the teams.
Yeah.
Aston Martin. It was only a few weeks ago, Fernando Alonso was saying, this is the last time we're not going to be on the podium.
What he meant, this will be the last time I'm on the podium.
Yeah, because I mean, and then Ferrari, you know.
Where have they come from?
Yeah, and we spent a lot of time...
was struggling to get into P10 a few weeks ago.
But even this qualifying, he looked like he was struggling.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they've got this mental race pace, which is the one thing that they've struggled with the whole season. So it is kind of interesting in that sense that you really can't predict it. And I know this is going to sound like typical Salty Lewis Mercedes fan. This season would actually be quality without Max or without Red Bull.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because let's quickly recap on Thursday. So Lewis came out and said, obviously, the FIA need to look at where they're going with the sport, and if they want to make it fairer, they need to do something. Did you see that interview? And it's interesting because there was a lot of comments going, oh, look at Lewis, he wasn't complaining when he was winning a few years ago, like back to back. And Lewis did say, because he got asked a question, he was like, well, is this any difference from when you were in Mercedes? And he said, yeah, but you've got to remember, when I was in Mercedes and we were dominating, he's obviously still with Mercedes, but when we were dominating, people were wanting changes then. So he said, obviously, the only difference is now you've got different cars. And that's it. But then Red Bull, Max Verstappen comes out and said, oh, you know, you don't see us moaning all this stuff when that was happening. All these articles kept popping up of like...
Oh my God, Christian Horner was...
He wanted to take Red Bull out of sport.
He was the actual Monatron 5000, mate. Yeah. He was... It was so bad. So, no, there's obviously... And this is the sport. Firstly, right, when Lewis is at Mercedes constantly winning, he's not going to go into the media pen and be like, they need to do something about this. This is unfair on everyone. Just like Max isn't going to go in there now and be like, oh, they need to change it. Like, this is well boring. Yeah. Naturally. But I do agree with Lewis's point in that it would be good to have a time where teams can work on next year's car, because it works kind of in both senses, where like if you've got a team that has completely just got a shit car, they can use all of this year's budget and put it towards next year's, and then that could give them a huge advantage.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, then is there an incentive to actually take a year out where you put a piece of shit car out just so you can get a better car next year? And then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got Red Bull, who are like, okay, we literally need to do nothing to our car. We'll just dedicate that budget. And then the gap gets even bigger there, because the other teams have to upgrade constantly throughout the year. So I get the point. And I can understand how it might look salty because it might stink of irony, the fact that it's coming from Lewis Hamilton at Mercedes. But if you detach that from everything, it's actually a very good point.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's not the fact that from Lewis fans' point of view, especially my point of view, it's not the fact I want to see Lewis be the one who's, you know, challenging Max. Obviously, I do want to see that, but I don't mind who it is. I just want to see more of a challenge. I'm fed up of seeing, like, you know, this whole thing and hearing on, you know, Sky Sports, oh, did you see that great battle in P7, 8 and 9? You know, great overtaking. No one cares. No one cares. People want a championship battle. At this moment in time, we don't have a championship battle.
What was that? Someone sent that stat through. Well, like, Max would be leading the Constructors' Championship.
Oh, yeah.
If Perez wasn't in the team. Like, Red Bull would still be first, just from Max's points.
So, Verstappen could lead the World Championship on his own. So, 229 points. Mercedes are on 178. Aston Martin on 175. I mean, this is just mad. Take nothing away, right, from Max. He's done phenomenal. Okay.
Because compare it to Perez. I mean,
yeah. But this is exactly why, when you look at Hamilton, when he was so solid for those years, Bottas was similar to Perez. You know, the difference in class of drivers always outshines in these teams.
I would also like to highlight the difference in class between Bottas and Perez.
Yeah.
Bottas got that car into, what, Q3 103 times in a row?
Yeah.
And I'm not being funny. This Red Bull is much more dominant than any Mercedes.
Yeah.
And the stats prove it. I don't care. Like, you can come at me with anything. The stats are literally there that suggest how dominant this Red Bull is.
Yeah.
And Perez, now, is it four times in a row?
Three, I think it was. Was it four?
I thought this was the fourth time that he hasn't got into Q3.
You could be right.
I'm sorry. He's gone at the end of the season.
Yeah.
By the way, there's no way he stays in. He didn't get it. But bear in mind, right? Fastest car. We know that. He got track limits three times. You're in the fastest car, mate. Just put a banker in. Chances are it'll be like P3 or 4 anyway.
It was interesting because, obviously, let's just go to qualifying quickly. So he ended up being in P15.
Yeah.
Because he didn't set a time. We did set a time, but it was 2:06, so it was a minute slower. But that's because of his little... he got track limits. Interestingly, Christian Horner after, I don't know if you saw his response. Very frustrated. But then when you head into the sprint shootout, which was interesting, there he was in P2. Showed exactly where the car should be.
We should talk about that little sprint race.
Yeah, let's touch on it then.
Just very quickly. We've credited Max Verstappen many times this season. Now, here's the issue. Max, when he comes under a bit of pressure from someone, reverts to the old Max. Dirty driving tactics. He just didn't brake into turn three and completely ran Perez off. This is the thing. For all of Max's credit, he cannot drive wheel to wheel with people because he just does something dangerous, reckless, unfair every single time you watch that man.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, when you watch him blast past someone with the DRS open now. That's not what I mean. You know, we've seen it back when he was racing Lewis in 2021. We actually saw it when he was racing Leclerc at Austria in 2019, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Where he completely just pushed him wide.
But you saw it, where was it, last year in Brazil? When him and Lewis were battling?
Yeah, he just went into Lewis.
He went into Lewis.
This is the thing.
He can't hand... So, once he's out ahead, absolutely fine. He's class driver. Yeah. But like you say, and he showed in the 21 season...
And this is not even me saying he's got a mistake in him. What he's doing here is not mistakes. He's driving aggressively. Mm. And, like... out of the scope of the rules. He cannot drive wheel to wheel with people. I don't care how good a driver he is. I really do think he is like one of the best.
Mm.
But wheel to wheel, man's a liability.
let's break it down. Okay, so going into turn one, Perez, great start, overtook him into turn one.
Then Perez went a bit deep.
Perez went a bit deep. I do agree Perez was in the wrong for blocking him and putting him onto the grass. Yeah. That Max was right in complaining about that.
Yeah.
But, like you said, and I don't care what anyone says, Max just saw red mist then, and he was like, what the fuck is going
and
on
this
here?
Is his issue.
And that's why he went for him. Ultimately,
think of what he did to Lewis.
Yeah.
In the sprint shootout, qualifying, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, what was that about?
Max had just come off a flyer. Lewis was starting a flyer. He was accusing Lewis of blocking him off. He wasn't really. He just started a flying lap. You know, it would have been a little bit annoying, granted, but Max was going to get P1 anyway. Fuck me. And then he breezes past Lewis, obviously, because he's got the tow, DRS, and the faster car, and then just blocks him off as he's starting his flyer.
But it's not a block.
And that's the thing, that the FIA didn't give it, but I can't even be bothered to go into that because it bores me to death. But I'm just saying, this guy has some form of anger issue, and he drives like a maniac, and wheel-to-wheel, he is one of the worst drivers. I do not care how controversial you think that statement is. He's a liability, and he would rather kill you than let you take the position.
Let us know what your thoughts are.
And you can't fucking clip it because it's not on YouTube.
Oh, I can clip it.
Good luck.
sprint race finished with Verstappen, then Perez, then Sainz. I mean, Perez, again, this is the mad thing, right? And I know it sounds like we're being a bit harsh to Perez here, but under no circumstances, after 24 laps, right, you should be 21 seconds behind your teammate in the same car.
Yeah, and look, at the
That is mental.
You say, like, we're not being harsh or whatever, but at the end of the day, like, when the stakes are higher, the critics are going to be harsher. So he's racing for the best team. Yeah. They're the best team by a mile.
Yeah.
Nah, he's gone. And I think they should go for Lando.
Massive shout out, may I just say, Hülkenberg in the sprint race.
Yep, very good. You see, because he, for like 13 laps, he actually more or less held his position as well.
It's good.
And he obviously killed the tyres doing it. Yeah. And then it completely dropped off.
I take back completely what I said about Hülkenberg. I've been very impressed with him this year. The Haas has been pretty poor, but he's shown glimmer of class.
Well, what, Haas have got 11 points. K-Mag's only scored 2 of them.
I've been very disappointed in Kevin Magnussen this year.
Agreed. He might be at risk.
And interestingly, I thought about this the other day. You know, everyone was kind of like, oh, well, Mick Schumacher is, you know, not performing. He's not doing great. Kevin Magnussen, obviously, for whatever reason, looked a lot better because he was only going against Mick Schumacher. He's now coming up against the Hulk.
Yeah, does that go to show the levels? You know, maybe they've just gone through like 3 levels of driver. You got Mick, bottom of the barrel. K-Mag, okay. Hulk, good.
I've been very impressed. I've been very impressed with him. Let's go on to the race, shall we? Because obviously it was an interesting race. I did tweet beforehand saying my money's on Max Verstappen winning this. And lo and behold, got an easy run. Well, easy start. I say easy start. He got a good start. And he led from there.
Max tends to get off the line really well.
Yeah.
He's kind of nailed that starting in P1.
As I said, Norris had a very solid race. Alonso, I mean, P5.
The Astons were quiet.
Yeah.
And also, we have to take the results that we see with a pinch of salt, because that might not have been the race classification at the time.
No, well, these are the new ones.
Yeah, but as in
at the time, what I didn't understand. So basically, it was the track limits Grand Prix, wasn't it? And there's two aspects to this. If you're an F1 driver, should you be getting these amount of track limits with the amount of experience and the?
The problem is, right, they make it too tempting at that corner.
Yeah.
It's a very fast corner. There's no gravel to deter the drivers. There's no sausage curb, which I don't think that would be the best idea anyway, because it's quite dangerous. But it's like, you want these drivers to drive as fast as possible around this track.
Yeah.
And then you're putting like stupid limits in like that. I don't know. It's a bit annoying. Like, can't they just move it so it is like beyond the Rumble strip.
Yeah. There's something's got to change because it was the exact same last year as well.
It was.
Obviously...
Well, this year, it went to the next level.
So let's just recap on the end of... So people got track limits throughout the race. Lewis got a 5-second penalty, signed...
Lewis got a 10-second penalty. So oh, 5-second during the race.
During the race.
During the race, yeah.
So obviously at the end, Aston Martin put in a complaint to the FIA and said, look, I think you need to review this. There's a lot of...
Firstly, just on that point, why does it take a team having to go to the FIA and be like, hang on, you missed all of this? Not just a few.
No.
There was over 100 infringements. Like, there was over 100 deleted lap times, and they only dished out a handful of penalties throughout that race to, I think, like, Gasly, Lewis, Sainz, Tsunoda got one, Ocon, I think, or De Vries got a 5-second penalty for someone
else. Why does it take... To 2 hours after a race for them to go...
Why are Aston Martin doing the FIA's job? Yeah. This is not... I'm not having a go at Aston Martin here.
No.
Why does that need to be done by Aston Martin? How have they not clocked? Because how many penalties did they dish out?
So, should I tell you? I've got it here.
After the race.
So, Carlos Sainz got a 10-second time penalty. Lewis Hamilton got a 10-second time penalty. Gasly, 10 seconds. Albon, 10 seconds. Ocon, on four occasions, overall got a 30-second penalty.
Yeah, Ocon had a nightmare.
That's not the first time, though. Do you remember in, was it Bahrain?
Yeah.
That poor guy was in and out of that pits like anything.
Yes.
Sargeant got 10 seconds. Nick De Vries got 15 seconds. And Tsunoda got 5 seconds. I mean, something's got to change because that is just
and I'm not
mental.
I'm not being funny. I still think that that is inconsistent. I was watching Lewis's onboard for quite a while, and when Lando was in front of him, Lando went off the track many times.
He didn't get any, did he? Oh, no, he got...
No. Lando didn't get any.
No.
Perez didn't get any. Max didn't get any. You know, the Max one I can kind of understand. He didn't need to push the car that hard, so he probably was just taking it, like keeping it in there.
Yeah.
No way Perez didn't go off. There's no way. I mean, you can just go by qualifying to realise that, you know, he can't stay on the track.
He wouldn't go the whole year.
So, I still don't think that it was done correctly. And you know what? That's a shame, like, because that shows how little faith I think we have in the FIA.
Yeah.
And I mean, first and foremost, I'll reiterate the point. Aston Martin, a team, right, within the sport, had to go to them and say, you've got this wrong.
Yeah.
For them to be like, oh, yeah. We do, actually. Hang on, let's just hand out, like, 49 penalties. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that aspect. Final classification, then, with this. So, Verstappen, followed by Leclerc and Perez. Perez, again, in my opinion, and I say this, if this was Max Verstappen and he was starting from P15, he would have won that race.
Oh, easy, easy.
So, Perez, again, should have easily been second there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
With all these penalties, Norris ended up being in P4. Very good result for him. Alonso, P5. Sainz dropped down to P6. Russell was obviously behind Hamilton, but then ended up in P7 with Hamilton P8. And Stroll taking P9 and Gasly P10.
Annoyingly for Lewis, because I think he only finished... Like, George was like 9 seconds behind him or something.
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, disappointing with Mercedes. Very good weekend, I think, for Ferrari. I think they would take that.
I mean, we know Ferrari brought upgrades.
Yeah,
their sort of conclusion on it was that we solved the tire deg issues with this upgrade.
Yeah,
if so, I do think we're going to see a much more competitive Ferrari from here on in. But no one's catching that Red Bull, so don't get excited.
No, Alonso, yeah, P5.
Aston Martin had a quiet race.
Stroll P9.
I actually want to talk about something with the Aston Martins.
Oh, go on now.
So did Stroll get a penalty?
No.
Where was it? Oh, it's the sprint race. The two Aston Martins were racing each other, right?
Yeah. Their sprint race, yeah.
Honest to God, what have they got on Fernando Alonso? Honestly, that guy could have taken Lance Stroll so easy. I was watching it and I was like, I've seen Fernando drive. Like, firstly, I can visibly see he's quicker than him.
Yeah.
Secondly, this is Fernando Alonso. He's going to overtake him. He did this like fake, I'm going to overtake you shit for the cameras, and then just didn't execute. And I'm genuinely worried for his safety. Like, if they've got like numbers on his head.
I don't know if he's trying to boost confidence for Stroll.
No, this is Fernando Alonso. They've got something on him. We need to genuinely be concerned for this man. You know what? They've made him start doing TikToks.
Who, Alonso?
Have you seen his TikTok?
No.
He's got a TikTok. Fernando Alonso has a TikTok account.
Do you watch it?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I don't have TikTok. But I know he's got a TikTok because I see them all on Twitter. And now, so he's making TikToks, right? And now he's just not overtaking his teammate.
Yeah, because he's too busy doing it.
He's constantly complimenting him on the radio. But he's complimenting him in interviews. I don't know, I'm worried about this man. It's just not adding up for me. It's not. That was mad.
I agree with you. I don't really get it. I think he's definitely receiving something. But Stroll again this weekend.
I think he showed it just, you know, I really do think Stroll as a driver deserves to be in the sport.
Just not in a team like
Aston. Yeah, I don't think he deserves to be at a team where, you know, the car is this good.
Yeah. So just to recap on Austria, would you rate it out of 10?
5. Yeah. You know, it wasn't the worst race in the world. It was just the same race.
I hate...
It was more exciting after the race with all the track limit stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm still not a fan of this sprint race malarkey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it.
I don't quite get it. I was talking to my uncle this weekend. He was over from Australia, right? And we were watching it. And I was like, I just don't get it. You obviously got FP1. You're like, okay, fine. Let's see different strategies, how it's working. You then got qualifying on a Friday. Okay, fine. That's going to happen on the Sunday.
Which I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's okay. But then you go to Saturday and you're basically just seeing how the race is going to go.
So you already kind of did. You're like, oh, okay, well, they're quick. They're not. So let me just look at quali. Okay, well, he's going to get overtaken by him. And yeah, you just... It's kind of like a... like.
Do you know what it reminded me of?
A film trailer.
Yeah. But it reminded me of the 21 season when we had the two back-to-back Austria races. Oh. So you had week one when you was like, you just literally saw how dominant Max was and the Red Bulls were and how poor the Mercedes were there. And you knew, it's like a week later you're going there and you're doing the exact same and you're like, you know how it's going to go. No one's going to improve anything. So I get the idea of it. I just don't think it's enjoyable, but that's my personal opinion.
Yeah,
you're there on a day, yes, okay, it's probably quite exciting. It means you're getting another race, but I like the fact that actually you have the practice, you build up, you're kind of like, okay, this car is actually starting to prove. They actually look quite good on the hards, for example, in their long run. Or actually, they're pretty poor on their short run. How would that affect them in the qualifying on a Saturday? I like that because it's more tactical. And then all of a sudden, you have the race day and you're like, okay, now we're actually seeing it. But with this, you're kind of just going, okay, yeah, so this is roughly how the race will look. Don't get me wrong, the only difference was this week they're on inters. That was it.
Yeah, which, to be honest, that's probably what made it okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think generally, it's just like, it's like when you watch a film trailer and you can see all of the best bits in it. And you're like, what's the point of watching it now? Like, and I just think it's a bit like that. I get the entertainment point of view. There's more things that fans are enticed to watch.
Yeah.
Because a lot of fans won't watch practice. But I personally love all that stuff.
I never... If you'd asked me probably 5 years ago if I like practice, I'd be like, nah, I can't bother with it. But I really like it. The more I've got it, you know, more I watch F1 in depth now, over the last like 3-4 years or so, 5 years, I love listening to the tactical side. Why might teams change a bit of their aerodynamics? Why they change their wings? Why they, you know, I find it all so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we lose that in the sprint race. It's just another race.
It's just,
you're not really finding out much other than how the race, the real race, is going to end.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let us know. Comment down below. Actually, you can't comment. Just let us know in DMs because I just realised.
What do you think? We are, I hope, going to have a better weekend this race weekend.
Before I get onto that, I want to discuss with you because today, McLaren.
Well, yeah, so I was going to segue into that.
Okay, let's redo that. You continue.
I'm not going to edit anything.
No, I know, but let's just like pretend you haven't listened to that.
Obviously, we are heading into Silverstone.
Yeah.
Right? And there are a number of changes that we have coming to cars.
Oh, yeah? What's going on?
Firstly, Mercedes upgrades.
I want you to do something for me, all right?
This... Do you not know what they're bringing?
No, I know what they're bringing, but it's upgrades.
Tell me.
You tell me, because this is your segment.
We are getting revised side pods.
Okay, good.
A brand new floor.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the major upgrade.
Is this the one they took a copy, carbon copy of, Red Bull was...
Hopefully. And then I think in Spa we're getting like front wing and rear wing. But there is also another change coming to a particular car. Obviously, McLaren, they've just brought upgrades to Lando Norris's car.
Yeah.
They are going to bring those upgrades for Oscar Piastri as well, so we might see a more competitive McLaren this weekend.
Yeah.
However, it is going to look like a piece of shit. I despise it. I love that chrome McLaren.
Yeah.
Prime Lewis Hamilton. Nah, it wasn't his prime, but like rookie Lewis Hamilton, you know, rattling Fernando Alonso, going into those years of hardship as well next to Jenson Button. I don't know what they think they've done, but it's not it.
Do you know what? It's too much orange.
There's too much orange. And do you know what? I think they could have pulled it off even if they just chromed up the black on there.
Yeah, I just feel like they could have toned down the orange a bit. And what would have looked quite nice is like the stripes of orange. You know, like when they had the red and chrome. Similar to that. But that is just way too much.
And all that carbon on it. You know, genuinely, you know what is also clapped?
What's that?
You know, when I did that Old Spice ad, I really thought I'd sold out. The chrome logo plastered on that car is embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. I saw your ad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually went out and bought one.
Nice. Did you?
No, of course I didn't. Oh. You don't have that much selling
the
power,
do you?
The chrome
logo on the wheels.
Yeah.
Up on the engine cover.
Yeah.
That shit is ugly.
It's should we read some of the comments from what people have said?
I looked at McLaren's tweet and looked at the replies and people were like, oh my god, that's amazing. And I was thinking, you are blind.
Really? It looks terrible. This is nothing like the iconic chrome livery.
It is nothing like it.
Probably more chrome would have been better.
Yeah.
Will look great in the sun and on the podium this weekend.
I mean, firstly, no, it won't. And secondly, that won't happen.
What else have we got? Perfect. No, it's ugly.
Perfect? Who said that?
Somebody put it on here. Golf livery will never be beaten at this point. So much anticipation, but very poorly delivered.
Yeah, because genuinely, this could have beaten the golf livery.
Yeah. Pretty glad I didn't have service all day. Opening Twitter to this amazing surprise. Hopefully the sunshine at Silverstone this weekend.
Oh, what a sad is going little to look life awesome that individual must have. That's the highlight of his week. That's shocking.
I love the chrome, but the orange is still very dominant. I really believe that it would be far more attractive car with 70% chrome, 28% orange. It's still. Where's the other 2%?
What the fuck?
It would still keep the McLaren orange team at chrome. Where the fuck's the other 2% gone?
Oh, that is ridiculous.
I'm surprised how you guys ruined the best livery in the history of F1. Yeah, I mean...
No, they fucked it.
It had real potential.
Whoever's done that design job.
That is the one.
Yeah, do you know what? And That wound me up as well. So they're posting stuff like, cool then, still cool now. Yeah. So why didn't you copy it?
Yeah.
Because what you've done is horrible.
It's pretty horrible. Let us know what your thoughts are. Silverstone then.
Where's that 2% gone?
I'm baffled. It's quite yeah, I don't know where it's gone. Right, shall we talk Silverstone? Because
Lewis P1, Max P2, and
there is no way
George Russell P3.
Right, let's give you the breakdown of the race weekend, okay? We're back to a bit of normality this weekend, which is lovely. FP1, 12:30, 1:30 till 1:30 on Friday.
12:30 till 1:30 Friday.
Yes. Friday, practice 2, 4 till 5.
Yep.
Practice 3 on Saturday, 11:30 to 12:30. Qualifying is 3 till 4, and the race is at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
3 o'clock, not 2 o'clock?
It says 3. But
mad.
It says 3. I don't think this is.
Well, I trust if that says it. I just thought it would be 2. Yeah. Wait, what does that say? Yeah.
I always thought it was 2, but.
But yeah, no, it is going to be nice watching Lewis win.
Honestly, nothing would please me more, but I'm not. Are we going to have the iconic Crofty going, and through goes Hamilton?
But it's probably not going to happen again, is it? That's a very unique circumstance.
You never know. You never know. Right. When was the first Grand Prix held?
Oof. Shouldn't I know this from last year? 1954.
Oh. Number of laps?
Oh, it's a long track. 52?
Spot on.
It is a long track.
Yeah, well done. Lap record and held by who?
You know what? I want to say Lewis, but something's telling me it's actually like Bottas or something.
No, it's neither of them.
Oh. Rubens Barrichello. I think it's a 140 something.
It's 2020.
It's a 140. 3 by Charles Leclerc.
It is Max Verstappen and it's 127.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. DRS zones.
No. 2.
Hang on, where's the other meow?
Yeah. I'm trying to think where the first one. Oh yeah, so the first one is up. Up as you come to like, I can't remember the names of the corners. You come all the way up, and then you do the left and the right, and then you're on, like, the old pit straight.
Yep.
Where there's no DRS on that old pit straight. And then the next one is after Magnussen and Beckett's.
Yep. So it's 2.
Yes.
Williams have announced plans to mark their 800th Grand Prix at upcoming rounds in Silverstone, Hungary, setting out a series of events and activities to honour the team's rich history. That's mad, isn't it? 800 Grand Prix.
Yeah, that is mad. They've fallen off though, haven't they?
It don't you find it sad to see a team like Williams, you know, the history there, just nowhere. It is sad to see. Although Alex Albon is holding his team together,
he's carrying that team. You know, I'll tell you what, James Vowles has come in and done a mega job as well. I think.
Yeah.
I think that team consistently. Weirdly, because I thought his strategy calls at Mercedes were awful, by the way. But I feel like that team makes all the right calls in the races. Yeah. They've really got, like, they've just got it switched on, I think.
I think I've been very impressed with him. Very disappointed in Sargeant this year. Yeah. I think it's always very difficult as a rookie to come in, but he's been very underwhelming.
Yeah.
But I did say that at the beginning of the season. I didn't expect much from him. You know,
bullshit.
No, I didn't.
You said he was going to surprise us all.
No, I didn't.
But yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
said because look how. I said because he took so long to get his driving points.
His driving points. Do you mean his super license?
Super license points. Still driving points, aren't they?
I am going to go back and I'm going to find a clip where you say, I think he's going to surprise us.
Well, no, I guarantee you, you won't, because you won't do that.
Right, that's true. But I can guarantee that it is there. So if someone else wants to do it for me and DM me on Instagram,
he'll give you 30 quid.
Matt will give you 30 quid for being wrong.
Yeah, okay, deal. Top three for this weekend's British Grand Prix.
Yeah, I've said it. Lewis Hamilton, Max Verstappen.
You surely can't believe that.
Yeah, I do.
Under what circumstance?
Getting new upgrades.
Mate, you and these upgrades. I've never known anyone get so gullible for these upgrades.
Yeah, so... And then Max will... I think Max will be a bit quicker than George. And then George will get P3.
Do you think we'd have another little instance like we did in 21?
Am I allowed to say hopefully? Well, he didn't die, did he?
No, he didn't.
He was okay.
He was okay.
No, I'm not wishing ill health upon him, but it did get him out the race, and I do think that would give us a more interesting race.
Do you, at this point in time, honestly, and personally I do, I cannot see any other team winning this year.
It is hard to imagine, but you haven't yet seen the upgraded Mercedes.
I am really struggling to get excited about Mercedes at the moment, because I just don't believe it. We went through this last year. We got promised multiple upgrades.
Yeah, we got side pods now.
Yeah, okay.
And the car's black this year.
Yeah.
So it's instantly quicker. Because think, it looks like the W11, W12.
I just can't get excited about it. I just can't. Until we actually start winning races and Lewis Hamilton is on that top spot again, I cannot get excited about it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Just wait for this weekend.
I'll wait for this weekend.
See him standing on that number one spot on the podium.
But I'll wait until next Monday when we have this conversation, and I will tell you, I told you so.
Nah.
I'd bet my house on it that Lewis will not win this weekend. There will be no Mercedes winning this weekend.
Just your house. You don't get mine if.
Well, no. You're that confident.
Yeah, but I don't want to put my house up for sale.
You're not putting it up for sale. I'm just moving in.
Yeah, I don't want you to have it. No, I just think I'm confident.
All right, I make a deal
and
with you.
And this track is so suited.
How confident are you that Lewis will win this weekend?
I'm confident.
Are you confident enough that if he doesn't win, you buy my F1 game?
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I've got bills to pay.
So you're not that confident, are you?
I just...
You obviously don't back him.
If he doesn't win, I don't want you to get anything out of it.
That's a bit harsh.
No, it's not. That's life.
Right, top three.
In the words of Max Verstappen. top three, I've told you.
I didn't actually hear, because I was too busy listening
Lewis,
to your delusional...
Max. George.
Okay. I'm going to go...
Maybe Leclerc in P3. It'll be one of them.
Ferrari don't do bad here over the years.
Yeah, no, they were pretty good...
last year.
Well, obviously Sainz won, but... If there wasn't that safety car incident, Lewis would have won.
Mm.
In that terrible W30, I'm telling you, he's winning.
Okay.
He's called it.
I'm going to go Max P1, Leclerc P2, Lewis P3.
So why is Lewis able to get P3 but not P1?
Because there'll be two other cars that beat him.
Nah, not on my watch.
What, your Rolex?
I just think it's going to happen.
I can't see it.
When we see... Think, right. They plonk some side pods on the car. Bang, it's quicker.
Put some fucking rockets on it. I can see it.
We're getting a new floor. A fresh floor. Which is... We know that that's the most important part of these cars.
Yeah.
And revised side pods. I mean, it's like we're going to go into heaven.
But what I'm saying is... you just think all of a sudden Red Bull are going to fall off.
Nah.
Because, you know, they've got their side pods.
I just think Mercedes are going to close the gap.
Interestingly, just looking on some of the internet, Lewis Hamilton says he has been asking for fundamental changes to be made to this Mercedes car designs for over a year. It was interesting. It got a bit heated this weekend, didn't it? Between Lewis and Toto. Well, not heated, but Toto came over the radio and was...
And a lot of Lewis fans didn't really like it, right? And trust me, like, first and foremost, I'm a Lewis fan.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's a hierarchy. Lewis is not the number one man in that team.
No.
Toto is. So, at the end of the day, he's his boss. When Toto comes over the radio, he's the boss.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny. Why is Lewis allowed to sit there in the race and get all frustrated, but no one's allowed to say anything back to him? Because do you really think Toto's happy that the car's a piece of shit? Why is it only frustrating for Lewis? It's not. It's frustrating for all of them. Just because Lewis has to drive it, okay, it might be annoying, but Toto's still got to sit there and be like, fucking hell, we spent 150 million on this piece of shit. So I don't get it. When people like are so blindly defending him, like he was moaning a lot, yeah, over the radio. So I think Toto was right to come on and be like, man, just drive it.
But it's got to be depressing, isn't it? Well, I say yeah, depressing,
but
as well.
That's my point is it is for everyone in that team.
Yeah.
There are men and women that work just as many hours, if not more than Lewis, who get paid a fraction of what he gets paid.
All right. But if put it into his perspective, okay, that's fine. But if you're the one who's driving and you're seeing a McLaren overtake you...
Yeah, it is annoying, but...
You're not going to go, that's disappointing.
I'm not saying he can't get frustrated, but what I'm saying is you also can't then expect Toto to not come out on the radio and be frustrated.
Yeah. No, I get it.
That's my point. It works both ways.
Yeah. One person I want to touch on is Nyck de Vries. I've been massively disappointed in him.
So much to say about that man. He
had another shocking weekend this weekend.
Yeah, he's going to lose his seat and... You know, it's deserved.
Guess who is highly linked to take it?
Yeah, Danny Rick.
Danny Rick.
I don't think that's a massive improvement, honestly.
Would you like to see him back in the sport?
Yeah, I would. Because from a personal perspective, I like him. But I genuinely reckon it would only be for till the end of the season.
Yeah. Well, he's talking that he would go back to AlphaTauri in preparation to try and get him back into that Red Bull seat. He's never going to get that Red Bull
seat. He thinks it's 2015. Do you know what I mean? And it's just not. And it's a shame to see, because it must be really hard to deal with this sort of drop off on your career when you were touted to be like a superstar. And what's he won? Like 7 races?
More than that.
Is it more than that?
He has won. I think, isn't it like a 9 or something?
Wait, you're so confidently there, just like, there's more than that. 2 more races.
Whoa. Races has Daniel Ricciardo won. He has won 8.
Right in the middle. It's definitely more than 7.
Well, it is. Is it more than 7?
Yeah, but it's like, it's not like, oh, it's 100% my point, more than 7.
My point taken. How many world championships has he won?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's, you know, I get it. 100% bring him in for whatever reason. Nyck de Vries should probably go. It's a shame because I had high hopes for him, but this is the cruel world of motorsport.
I just think it's very disappointing for Nyck de Vries. I think when you look at all the rookies, I've been very disappointed with them all, really. I think De Vries has underperformed. Sargeant has underperformed. Piastri has done okay.
It'll be interesting to see how he does in the upgraded McLaren.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think... We put such an emphasis on rookies coming to sport and making a difference.
It's because you never... They just... whether it's the way the sport is now, they just don't set the world on fire anymore. Like, I genuinely remember when Lewis Hamilton came into the sport.
Well, I remember when, like, people like Vettel came into sport, yeah. Max came into sport, you know.
Max was probably the last one where, yeah, even in that Toro Rosso, everyone was like, holy shit, he can drive.
Yeah. And
he was, what, 17? He didn't even have a driving license.
I still remember when Vettel got that win in that the Toro Rosso. Do you remember?
And that was 2009?
Yeah, something like 2008, 2009. But it was phenomenal. Like, there's no one... I can't remember the last rookie who's come through and actually we've gone, wow, this is the next big thing.
Yeah, but
I honestly don't... I think, yes, okay, Max. Do you think that's worrying for the sport?
I think it's... I don't think it's necessarily telltale of the drivers. I think it's more the way the sport is set up now. I mean, Lewis Hamilton got a seat at McLaren, who were, you know, a good team.
Yeah.
I just don't think you see that anymore. It's like they're always like, oh, we'll use our sister team and you can do some laps with them. Yeah. And then maybe we'll bring you up. And it's like, well, actually, sometimes it pays off.
Just chucking them in, getting a top team.
For it worked for Lewis.
Yeah, no, true.
The best driver that there's ever been.
Debatable, as everyone says.
I think it's debatable only with Michael Schumacher.
Well, I had this discussion yesterday. I was like, okay, who's the... Who, if you had to pick out of Max, Lewis, Fernando, Schumacher, who would you say would win those out of that?
Well, I'm always going to back Lewis.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with you on that one. I think at this moment in time, Max is in a league of his own, but I think he still shows that if he just gets a challenge, he will lose his shit a bit.
Name me a driver that has come second in a world championship in their first season and then won it in their next season.
Lost it by 1 point.
Yeah, he only lost it by 1 point. So it doesn't really matter what people say.
I think it's interesting. I think you never know unless you were all put in equal cars, but we're never going to see that. Should we end the podcast there? I feel like we just literally just laid around just chatting.
Yeah.
Randomly. It has been very weird, obviously not having it filmed, but hopefully you've enjoyed the audio. Do let us know what your thoughts are. Do follow us on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and leave us DMs on there. We'll be back next week after Silverstone, and I hope you're right.
We'll be waving the British flag. The Union Jack will be swinging left to right in this office.
Let's hope. I'm not holding out much hope, but I hope. I just think at this moment in time, Max Verstappen is far too dominant. But let's hope for a new race winner. That's what we're hoping for. So have a good week, and we shall see you next week for a brand new episode. Bye-bye.